Thank you, Roland said. Were you to drive, you could outrun him easily, Bill pointed out. You'd reach the tower and never have to see him. That's true enough, Roland said. But he showed absolutely no sign of changing his mind, and Susanna was glad. What will you do about the one you call his Red Father, if he really does command Kankanore? Roland shook his head, although he had discussed this probability with Susanna. He thought they might be able to circle the tower from a distance, and come then to its base from a direction that was blind to the balcony on which the Crimson King was trapped. Then they could work their way around to the door beneath him. They wouldn't know if that was possible until they could actually see the tower and the lay of the land, of course. Well, there'll be water if God wills it, said the robot, formerly known as Stuttering Bill. Or so the old people did say. And mayhap I'll see you again, in the clearing at the end of the path, if nowhere else. If robots are allowed to go there. I hope it's so, for there's many I've known that I'd see again. He sounded so forlorn that Susanna went to him and raised her arms to be picked up, not thinking about the absurdity of wanting to hug a robot. But he did, and she did, quite fervently, too. Bill made up for the malicious Andy back in Colibrin Sturgis, and was worth hugging for that if nothing else. As his arms closed around her, it occurred to Susanna that Bill could break her in two with those titanium steel arms if he wanted to. But he didn't. He was gentle. Long days and pleasant nights, Bill, she said. May you do well, and we all say so. Thank you, madam, he said, and put her down. I say thutta thank, thumma thank, thukka weep, and he struck his head, producing a bright clang.